Kodesh Tov, Shavua Tov. Right now, we're waiting for a few more people.
Okay.
Now let's go forward.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
We're moving forward.
Oh, God.
Go to show.
Randala. Go to show.
We're moving forward. We're starting with the
yes, man.
Go to show.
Kodesh Tov.
Shavua Tov. We're starting with the meditation on certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary from the Zohar from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29. I will start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkin Te, Bit Hilu, Erchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Erchimu. Reakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekut Shabarichu. Call my beloved, Le'ela witata, Kolaihu, Kirshot, Vilvada, Dikshot, Le'elach, Mila, Be'alma, Divae, Barnash, Le'dachya, Le'ya, Mineya, Ulan, Haga, Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itsterif Be Alma. Rather than we do our normal beginning pattern when Rosh Chodesh events, we do it differently. And we're now looking at the handout from the Rosh Chodesh, or from the month of Elul. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom, or you can find it on any page. There's a link underneath the two pictures on the right of every page or at the bottom of the mobile devices for the months of the year. You can find it on the unique astrological times link at the top of the page and also at the bottom of the page. And this is to indicate to you that the Torah, our lives, are all about circles, all about continuity, because a circle represents continuity. It has no beginning and no end. Elul is a transition month. It is bringing us to the end of one year, the year 5778, and the beginning of another year, the year 5779. In the next few weeks, we will have a Sunday morning class explaining the energy of this coming year. This transition, this idea of the end of one and the beginning of another, the lack of end and the lack of beginning, the circularness. This is an aspect of duality. Yet it is a different duality than what we experienced in the month of Av. The universe is still in a frame of judgment, yet it gives us opportunities to utilize this judgment to decide on our own, to return to our decisions that have created chaos in our lives. This month in particular has some very interesting aspects of this returning to our decisions. Since there are five planets in retrograde astrologically, Mercury is in retrograde, but it's only for another day or two. Venus is in retrograde. Jupiter is in retrograde. Uranus is in retrograde. And Pluto is in retrograde. You need to read the email from today to get some further information about what retrograde represents. The month of Elul every year allows us to return to the decisions that have created the chaos. We call this Teshuvah. We can return to those decisions every day of the year, but it is easier during Elul, as we will discover. Elul, or the tool of Teshuvah, lets us change the effects. Because as the perpetrators of those actions, we can change them both on a physical level as well as on the spiritual levels. Elul is a challenging month since it is a bridge between summer and autumn. It is the end of summer, which is known, and the beginning of autumn, which is yet to be revealed. This is also a metaphor for ourselves. It is a month of potential contemplation. This contemplation is not easy, yet the alternative to this return to our past actions is worse than the actual self-judgment. The universe will send people and memories to the forefront of our minds. Use these opportunities wisely. The attribute for Elul is health, because ultimately cleansing that we do in Elul, and we will discuss how Elul is a cleansing month, this attribute of cleansing is the aspect of healing. In the biblical times and prior, Zebulun was the tribe that would be connected to Elul, while in our modern age, God is the tribe. Zebulun connects us to the mitzvah of tzedakah, of charity, or for some people, the mitzvah of truma, tithing. both cases, this is your last opportunity during the month, during the year of 5778, to follow these two aspects of sharing. The tribal totem is Yabasha, which means seashore. When you think of the seashore, do you see sandy or do you see rocky? If you permutate the letters of Yabasha, one gets Shev Yah, Sit Hashem, Sit Yah, or Yah sits. Does this mean that as Hashem is sitting, or is he bringing comfort? The seashore is a paradox. Water ends and land begins, or land ends and water begins. How do you reconcile the paradoxes of your life? How do you reconcile paradox within your life? This is truly what Elul is about. Contemplate paradoxes. Where do you see the paradoxes in your life? The parasha we read today, Re'eh, is all about sight, all about seeing. But immediately in that first verse, it speaks of the blessings and the curses. And when the people entered the land, they stood in one place in a valley, and they blessed one mountain and cursed another. Yet the Torah never tells us what the curses that they said were. They only tell us the words of the blessings. This is because the words of the blessings were said as a curse, as well as a blessing. Contemplate these paradoxes. Look at each blessing. Do you see the curse within it? And do you realize that the curse is not a curse, but a blessing in disguise? This is the month of Elul. It's judgment, but it's the opportunity to judge yourself, not others. The herb is Ketzia. Ketzia can be translated as the upper worlds, or it can be translated as see the end. Another paradox. Contemplate this well. The house is Beit HaCholi, the house of illness. It's a caution, a reminder. As we share ourselves during the month of Elul, we find many possibilities to share too much and thereby drain ourselves. This is a month to be aware of our limitations, especially as it relates to pursuing ourselves. It's too easy to fall into the trait of the desire to receive for oneself alone. Be aware, be cautious in the month of Elul. The zodiac sign is Betula, the Virgo, the Virgin. Contemplate what makes a virgin something to be desired. Does it mean inexperienced? Or does it mean pure? Another paradox. The month of Elul is the sixth month of the Hebrew year. The number six relates to Yesod in the frame of the seven lower Sephirot. And there is a distinct relationship between Yesod and Malchut. The next month of Tishrei also relates to this same period. There is a relationship between Elul and Tishrei, as we will discuss. The month of Elul is an acronym for the famous phrase from a verse from Shir HaShirim, from the Song of Songs. Ani l'dodi v'doli li. Take the first letters of these four words and you spell the word Elul. The usual translation of the four words, I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me. This month has a significant relationship to the month of Tishrei as well. During the month of Tishrei, we have 22 days of holidays, while there are no known holidays during Elul. There are many days of high energy in Elul, as we will discuss below. But one of the early ways of understanding the high energy of Elul is that we do slichot starting Monday morning. And for 6 days a week, we will do slichot. Slichot has much depth to it, but it's essentially cleansing. We are cleansing ourselves in anticipation of our dying and being reborn. Are you ending the energy of this year and beginning the energy of next year? The seashore, the paradox, all over again. The last letters of the words Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li are all Yuds. This relates to the phrase, because I am Hashem your healer, which appears in the Torah with four Yuds in the letters. Also, there are four Yuds in the spelled out name of Hashem when the letters are spelled out with Yuds. Yud Vav Dalet He Yud, Vav Yud Vav He Yud. Four Yuds. This indicates that the month of Elul is filled with both healing energy, cleansing energy, which is the effect of Teshuvah, and it's filled with wisdom, which is the effect of the spelled out name of Hashem, of Gematria 72. There are many significant rituals that are involved with the process of teshuvah. That of returning to Hashem, that of going back to the future, the saying of Psalm 27, starting on Rosh Chodesh Elul, the reading and studying of the Tikkuni Zohar from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, and the bowing of the shofar each day from the second of Elul until the day prior to Rosh Hashanah. The Ashkenazi minhag is a different than the Sephardi minhag. It's quite normal for there to be differences. The Ashkenazi say slichot from the last Motzi Shabbat prior to Rosh Hashanah, providing there are at least 4 days of slichot prior to Rosh Hashanah. The Sephardi minhag is to say the slichot starting on the second day of the month, this Monday. The permutation. Of the letters. So please excuse the delay. First, the permutation is Hey, Hey, Vav, Yud. Hey, Hey, Y, Yo. We will connect to this later in this class. The letters of the month. The letter Resh that created the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the Virgo. Together, the Resh and the Yud have a gematria of 210, which is the same gematria of the Hebrew word Radu. As in Abraham, Radu, to Egypt, Mitzrayim. Abraham, Radu, Mitzrayim. Abraham went down to Egypt. This is referring to Hashem, who sits, as we said earlier, who comes down to be close to us, to make it easier for us to return to Hashem. It make it easier for us to do our teshuvah.
Taranji.
Is there a question?
Yes.
If there are any questions, please unmute your phone by pressing star 6. We will be having a morning class at 7 a.m. starting Monday throughout the month. The purpose of the class will be to do the morning rituals, the slichot, the blowing of the shofar, Psalm 27, study of the Tikkuni Zohar. You'll be able to find all of these links at the top, the beginning of the unique astrological times links. The practical tools for the month of Elul. It's time to do a spiritual accounting for your year, your past year, and in some cases, many years. But to understand, we always are in a circle. We're always being presented with opportunities to correct the mistakes we've made, the items that are causing us chaos. So if you do a spiritual accounting of your year, you're doing a spiritual accounting of your life. And if you do a spiritual accounting of your year, you're doing a spiritual accounting of your last life. Another tool to practice, to connect to do in the month of Elul, increase your forgiveness, not just to a person or many people, but to yourself. You need to add to your energy of forgiveness. How do you do that? By searching within yourself to the grudges that you don't even know you're holding on to. It's good to send New Year's notes, including additional tzedakah if you are able. And it is truly a benefit to both you and them if you bless people with a Lashana Tova, a happy new year, a healthy new year, a good new year. Many times people have received emails from me that end with Kol Tov. Translation is all the best. There is literally nothing more than good. When you say very good, as was said on day 3 of creation, we are lessening the goodness. The word tov or tov is all the goodness in the universe. There is nothing more There's nothing larger than Tov, than good. Wish people the Shana Tova, which includes healing, which includes blessings, which includes everything. Make the effort to scan or read the Tikkuni Zohar. We have available an English translation. As I say in all each page, it's not what I would prefer because it's not a good translation, but it is what we have. So use your judgment, your discernment during Elul, which you're being given additional ability to do, to know when the translation is not correct. But the energy is not in the translation, and never forget that. The energy is in the Aramaic letters, in the Aramaic words. So read or scan them. And always remember, if you're saying them out loud and you're mispronouncing because there's no vowels, or even if you're mispronouncing because you misread the vowels, there's an angel that takes the words from your mouth and transforms them into the proper pronunciation as it enters your ears. Call it a miracle. Call it Hashem's mercy, or call it the natural order of the month of Elul. The tikkun in the month of Elul, if you're born in Elul, it's important to read this. Just as the person born in Virgo or under the sun sign of Virgo has a tendency to see details and to constantly judge others, the energy of the month will tend to assist us in judging ourselves. If we use binding by striking and stop judging others. And just for information purposes, every male born in the month of Virgo, in the month of Elul, every male, in his previous incarnation was the cause of an accidental death. They bring him into the month of Elul with this emphasis on judgment, so that when that incident recurs, his consciousness is on the details and not on moving away and thinking about other things that caused him to perform the accident that killed another human being. It is the tikkun of the male born in Elul. He may have other tikkunim. In fact, he does. But this is a big one. And it is important that if you know a male born in Elul, that you let them know. Because if you don't know what you did in your previous lifetime, According to the teachings of the Ari, you will be unable to complete your correction because you're not aware, you're not focused, and you don't recognize when that event that helps you correct your tikkun, helps you cleanse your tikkun, comes to you. During the month of Elul, through your review of this year, you may see, you are able to see if you choose to see, what is your previous life. But if that's not sufficient, it's not clear to you, look at your north node. That's telling you the mistakes that you made in your last lifetime. Does anyone have any questions before we make the connection?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. When is Elul, from what date to what date, so I can tell people?
It starts tonight.
Okay.
So tonight is August 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And if you add 29 days.
Okay.
It will, Elul will end and Tishrei will begin, I believe it is, the evening of September 9th, but it should be the 10th. I don't have a calendar in front of me right now, but it should be the 9th or the 10th.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach as we go through our ritual. We will stop at the sixth verse to make the connection that we make monthly, which I will explain before we start just now, because I know we have some new people on the call. During Rosh Chodesh, we have an opportunity to take control of the astrological influences of the month, to enhance the positive and eliminate the negative. That connection, that tool, is utilizing the permutation of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Some people call it the Tetragrammaton, some people call it Havaya. Some people don't call it, except when they need to. And that's the important thing. But the four letters have 12 permutations, one for each month. And we utilize that permutation on the Rosh Chodesh of that month to achieve the control. This is when we will stop at the sixth verse for that purpose. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, These six letters have a gematria, a number value, of 506. This is the same gematria of the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. It's also the gematria of the 72 name Vav Shin Resh, which has many different energies within it. but one specifically is spiritual memory. This is the memory that lets you perceive the mistakes, the sins, for lack of a better terminology, that you have done this past year. Kabelrinat amkasagvenu taharenu nora kufreshayan sintet nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, kra, which means to tear up, and satan, which in English is pronounced Satan. Satan is the energy force that Hashem created for our benefit to test us so that he could share more with us because we will have proven that we are capable of handling more. This is what the tests are about. Whether you pass them or you fail them, ultimately, you will always pass them. The choice is you, yours. Use the tool of binding by striking. You will always pass the test. Cross Satan, tear up Satan. Rearrange the letters. And it spells Sha'ar Katan. Sounds similar, but is different. It means small gates. And the Baal Shem Tov has taught us these are the gates of our body, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. These are the entry points for the negative system, for Satan and his minions. If we put guards, policemen on our gates, he has no ability to enter, no ability to disrupt, no ability to cause us to create chaos in our lives. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kiva Vat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, meaning parnasah, meaning sustenance, meaning the fulfillment of all of our desires in order to share. Yud Kaf Shin. This sequence is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it can be rejuvenated, whether it can be restored, whether it can be rebuilt, and then return to the body completely healed, completely restored, where it will again do its job as it was created to do, perfectly. Barhem tacharem rachame sitkata tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditach gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its internal essence of victory, eternal victory, eternity, which is where we will be when we utilize Yud Kaf Shin properly. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nae Ladatecha Tet Kufet, Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Hod and its internal energy of appreciation and thankfulness, which is the tool, the necessary attribute to truly connect to Hashem, because it's the beginning of the trait of being humble. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zochre kedushatecha Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects us to the Sephirah of Yesod, with its internal energy of creativity, creation, sexuality. In the body, it's the genitalia, male and female both. In the body, it's the spine. Where does creativity begin? It begins in your mind with thoughts. Where does love begin? It begins in the heart. Where does lust begin? It's a confusion. It's a corruption between the mind and the heart. This is the month of Elul. Please stand where you are. We will now make our connection. Repeat after me. Do it with joy. Do it with happiness. Do it with singing. Do it with dancing. There's nobody looking but you and Hashem. Hey, hey, why-o. 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 Shake your body, shake your arms. Hey, hey, why-o. Are you dancing? Hey, hey, why-o. 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 Change the tempo, change the beat. Hey, hey. Express M and the letter as long as you can. Yo. Continue dancing, hey, hey, why, oh, 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 Resh Yud. Resh, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, Resh, hey, hey, why, oh, Resh, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, Resh, hey, why, oh. Hey, hey, why, oh, 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 hey, 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 why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh. Shavateinu kabel, ushma tziakateinu, yodea ta'aluma. These six letters connect to the Sephirah of Malchut. Malchut has no light of its own, so it receives from all of the previous six. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, have a gematria of 400, representing four worlds, times 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot, represents completion, which is perfection. The last four letters have a gematria like the first verse, 506, which connects to the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. The beginning and the end is in a circle. There is continuity. There is no beginning. There is no end. 506. Unconditional love. We learn from this that the path to completion and to our ultimate perfection is to inject unconditional love in every step of our process. We have just created a vessel for the energy of Elul. Whatever light we reveal will come into this vessel during Elul. We're now going to separate the energy of this creation, the right column energy from the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, No se awon wa fesha vechata avinakei. The energy of this current year, 5778, is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. We study both. The first that we study is 2 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkar Amnon, Vayishkar Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech, Tavo Natamar, Achoti Utlabev, Le'ene Shete Levivot, Le'evle Miyada. The second verse that we study is from Psalms. It is chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. These letters are separated by three letters each, and this is what causes the concealment. Chatati Odiacha, Wawoni Lokisiti. Amarti ode ale peshai la donai yo he wahe we ata nasata alon chatati sela. The year 5777, which is the year of the goat, which is also the year of the wake-up. The energy of this year is encapsulated in two verses as well. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Kod saduni katsipor oyevai shinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have tsats ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have dir yam, translation, sea of penance. The second verse that connects to this energy of the wake-up is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. These letters are also separated, but they're separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yo Hewahe Elohechem tadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses that connects to its energy, which is that of the pause. The first verse we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha V'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La la hey, wa 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 yo la yo, a la me, hey, 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 a ka a, re ka ha. The second verse that we study that connects to the pause, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Behuvah Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibiyah Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Turolamin. The year 5775, as the energy is swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this in the Tanakh. The first that we study is from Job. It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Urdu mikol hamachado iyam, asher yitchabe sham wishavtem, elai el nachum, wehalachti ithem, wechayayim yeshno, varet vehipasti. O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved ro al yomru ayom. The year 5774 is the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami Yisrael untati wishakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Vene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letter with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo. Sayote alame meheshi lalahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe hea yozalame behe hereyo hekome la awaka layo. La wa wa pehe la, nu la cha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo wa wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa. Hey, hey, ah, me, yo, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, la, hey, sa, a, la, le, yo, a, shi, la, hey, me, yo, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, nu, yo, hey, hey, shi, ah, me, nu, nu, ah, nu, yo, ta, me, be, hey, pe, wa, yo, Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa be me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sabete, ame, me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, akameta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, mea, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, kambe, yo, la yo wa pe nu la nu me sa yo he yo me nu he se he wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da Anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he, wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa ta, me la he, yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa be za yo da he be me ta ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, Rosh Chodesh Bet in the month of Elul, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Rabbi Avraham Shlomo, and Rabbi Yaakov Mizrahi. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Kodesh Tov, Shavua Tov. Are there any questions? We will have class tomorrow at 10:30 West Coast time, which will be continuing our preparations for Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Chodesh of the month of Tishrei, which is the Rosh Chodesh of the year. And at 3 o'clock West Coast time, where we will continue our study for advanced reincarnation. Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov to all. And may all have Shalom Gadol, a large amount of peace and serenity in your lives. And may we all say, Amen. Shalom to all.
And shalom.